Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with John Mozeliak. We call this Mondays with Mo, and we're coming to you in brilliant clarity from Milwaukee. Thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. Find the jewelry you want. Look at their selection, big occasion, birthday, engagement, lordosdiamonds.com, located in the heart of Ladue. Lots to get into with Mo. He is here in Milwaukee with his team of assistants to talk about what's going on with the team this year and also the potential of next year, budgets and those kind of things. So we'll catch up with Mo. We'll talk about the potential call-ups. How about Dylan Carlson and the kind of start that he's off to? We'll get into Memphis. We'll talk about as well of what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals, bullpen management of Mike Schilt. All that is on the table and much more with John Mozeliak. If you're looking for a great spot to host your fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social. It's located in Westport Plaza. Jumbo TVs, ice cold beer, nacho wings, and private spaces to connect your computers. Westport Social is your football headquarters. Visit westportsocial-stl.com for more information. It's always an honor and a privilege for me to be asked to MC the Cardinals Hall of Fame ceremonies this past week, which I was able to do on Saturday to see Mort Cooper and Jason Isringhausen, as well as Scott Rolen, being inducted into the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. It was about 2 years ago that I sat Jason down and I asked him what it would mean to him to go into the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
It would mean more to me to wear that jacket than a Cooperstown jacket by far. And, you know, I got to be on the Cooperstown Hall of Fame ballot this year. Didn't get one vote, so I'm off the ballot. But, like, the guy from the Hall of Fame called and said, hey, 98% of the guys never get on this ballot, so be proud of this. And they sent me the ballot and a big letter and everything with it. But that really, I mean, put on the red coat and being from St. Louis, that area, it's pretty special to be on there with my heroes and guys I play with, like Carp and Jimmy and guys like that. And, you know, I grew up watching Ted Simmons too, and then Whitey. And then I get to hang out with Whitey at fantasy camp, and to be able to stand up there and then call them, I don't even know what the word, but Hall of Famers, I'm with you now. I mean, that's pretty special. It's something that, if it does happen, it's going to be a heck of a day.
He does not have to wonder any longer. Jason Isringhausen is now in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. Really emotional speech, a terrific speech by both he and Scott Rolen. It was really, really cool to see. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Hall of Fame ceremonies, what they mean to John Mozeliak, and also get up to date on what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you hotshotsnet.com.
Mondays with Mo and our chance to visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, you take a look at the homestand that was a very good one for your club.
No, certainly. Saw a lot of positives. I think, like, when you look at the overall week, it was nice to see where we were putting it all together. And, you know, obviously we're in a very tight race. We certainly want to recognize where we are in this, but we also want to continue to keep working at things. And I you know, really have great appreciation for what Mike Shildt and his staff have done, because they keep looking at ways to manufacture wins, shaking things up, and keeping a very positive vibe downstairs. And I think we've all gotten to witness that over this past week or two.
I know when you evaluate, you look at every single possible aspect of the club, and I was talking about it over the weekend on the air, but Mike has done a great job managing the bullpen. Would you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. You know, clearly we're probably having to put too much pressure on them early on in the season. But, you know, ultimately, I think the way he's handled it, the way he's sort of optimized high leverage situations and really trying to take the bullpen and make it really one of our strengths and one of our advantages, he has certainly done that.
When you look at the club right now, about a month ago in this regular season, what do you like about it going forward that is starting to maybe take shape, as you mentioned earlier?
You know, I think the one thing to me that's pretty obvious is just the energy that this club is showing day in and day out. And I think, like anybody that's been a part of a winning team, you usually sometimes see a letdown as you get closer to the finish line. Right now, this club seems to be hitting its stride as we enter the month of September, and I think that's a good thing.
One of the guys really hitting his stride down in the minor leagues, Dylan Carlson. Boy, what a start at AAA.
You know, it's sort of funny because I was, like, wondering when we should do that, and I was, like, speaking with Gary LaRocque and a few others about the timing of it, and, you know, ultimately I decided it was probably time, given that Springfield was falling out of their race, and really the success Memphis has been having overall in the last 30 days, as you remember, you know, about a month and a half ago, they were well below 500, and they're almost back to it. So it just shows you how well they're playing. And I thought the vibe for Dylan would be very smart, but he's certainly opening up some eyes at that level. And at his age, doing what he's doing, I think really is going to show you the type of player he is. And I think as we enter in the off season, you're going to hear his name a lot more in terms of top or elite prospects in the game of baseball.
Where's he playing primarily, Mo, and where's he hitting in the lineup?
He is mostly hitting second right now in the lineup and getting an opportunity to play multiple positions, but having him stationed mostly out in right field right now. But his athleticism allows him to play everywhere, and that's a good thing.
As we head in the stretch run of the regular season, your work is never done. So tell us a little bit about the week that lies ahead for John Mozeliak and your staff.
Yeah, so this week's a little bit different than maybe a normal Monday, Tuesday of the summer, but we will have what we would call like direct report type meetings up in Milwaukee where all the department heads can really lay out their 2020 strategic plan. That way I have a better understanding of like what financial impacts we might have, and then get a sense of how many are looking for new FTEs, what positions we need to fill. And so over the next couple of days, have the ability to sort of lay out what we really want 2020 to look like, but more importantly, get a sense to start putting dollars to it, get a sense to help build the budget, and hopefully over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we can really hit the go button on that and allow the department heads to start filling their needs.
When you looked back at a couple of days ago with the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Scott Rolen and Jason Isringhausen go in, you work very closely with Jason still. What stood out about the speeches, the day, the event? What comes to mind for you?
Well, I think when I reflect on that day, a couple things come to mind. But one was just the heartfelt emotions those guys both brought to their speeches. If you remember being around them, you know, like Izzy's definitely a man's man, and you know, Roland is the same. I mean, I never saw those guys that the softer side of them. But I think as they were looking back at their career and what people meant to them during their career, they were very gracious in making sure that they recognized who helped them. And I thought that was really a special message that they both brought. And, you know, as I also think back to Saturday in my relationship with someone like Izzy and how it's grown from when he was a player to his post-playing career to now as actually an employee, it's really evolved and someone that, you know, I actually spend some time with on and off the field a little bit. And so to see him deliver that type of speech and what it meant to him and wearing that red jacket, my only question to him really was, like, do I have to call him sir now? You know, he laughed as well, but I think both of those guys genuinely really appreciate it at the moment. I think they love the weekend itself. They got through their speeches, as you and I were both joking about on stage. They were very nervous, but they delivered.
As you look ahead to this week, you've got a doubleheader next weekend. When do you start thinking about how you play that out, especially with pitching?
Ironically, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think we're all set up, you know, given the fact that we're going to Milwaukee, shouldn't have any weather issues. That should be just sort of play it through. We're off Thursday, which does help. So I think, you know, ultimately we know what we want to see happen for the doubleheader on Saturday. And I think we have, you know, plan A and plan B lined up, so we should be fine.
And finally, Mo, call-ups this time next week. We'll be probably talking about some of those without giving those away. Can fans expect a lot of movement, or do you kind of keep things going the way it is? It's always a delicate situation, isn't it?
Well, I guess I think you know my philosophy is less is more, but I recall last year to some level, like we Schulte and I were talking, he's like, you know, some teams are rolling out 40 players and we have 30. So there's going to be a fine line there, but I would expect us to have a pretty full locker room.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.